Okay, we're learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We're starting 3 lines from the bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Talk tomorrow. Ulo, have a Yosef Mantanta Lekahanta. Ulo used to give the matanas to a Bas Koyin. It means, Avad doesn't mean a Yisraelis married to a Koyin. That wouldn't be. But to a Bas Koyin, and even if she's married to Yisrael, she could get Matnas Kahuna. Because when it says in the Torah to give it to a Koyin, it includes a Kahanis. That's what Ulo held. So Ula is to give the matanas to Kehenas, and this doesn't have a kedusha. It doesn't have an Isla Zarim. If Isla Zarim, then Avad, if she's married to Yisrael, she wouldn't be able to eat. She can't eat truma. But here she's married to Yisrael. She can't eat something that's Kaddish. But still, the halacha is that she gets the matanas, and Avad, she's allowed to eat matanas. Matanas have a din of chulin. So that's Ula Shita, that you're allowed to give the matanas to Kehenas. Eis for Rav Ula, Michas Kehenas Nechelas. Michas Koyin and Nechelas. A mincha of a Kehenas does not have a din of Michas Koyin. Michas Koyin, the halacha is that it's Kulei Kol. You burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach. Mashainke in a Michas Kehenas, it says Nechelas. So you see, V'yam is Koyin, a full Kehenas. If Koyin means even a Kehenas, V'achsiv is the positive, because V'chom Michas Koyin Kol Tia Loi Soichal, that'll be Michas Koyin Kol Tia Loi Soichal. You should not eat any minchas koyin. If koyin means kehenes, so what's brought by a mincha? The halacha is that a minchas kehenes techeles omalei rebbe. So this was Rav asked Ula the kasha. So Ula answers back omalei rebbe matuncha. From your pasuk alone that you're bringing, from the load itself you're bringing, that pasuk itself and that parasha, it says Aaron Avonov sum parasha. By the parasha of mincha, it says Aaron Avonov. Which pasuk we're referring to? The Rishash is referring to the pasuk that's Perek Vav, pasuk Yigim, which says Zeh Karman Aaron Avonov, Sherekiv Hashem. So the pasuk by mincha necheles says Aaron Avonov. That's why over there it's different, and there it does not include a kahenes, it's dafka a Koyin and not the Kehenes, because it's Aaron Avonov. Masha Inkein, by everything else, it says Koyin, it means Kehenes also. So that's the Shita of Ula, Koyin means Kehenes. Ay, Mincha, there is Aaron Avonov. The Be'er B'Shmol Tano, he argues, he says Koyin v'loi Kehenes. V'yil mitzosim v'forosh. Koyin means not Kehenes, how do I know that? Can I learn out some place where it says Aaron Avonov? It looks like Aaron Avonov means Dafko. It means Dafko, Aaron and his children, no ladies, no women, and no girls. The same is, by Koyin means like Kehenes. We don't saw some of first. That's the sheet of the Rebbe Shmuel. The Rebbe Yaakov Tana, he is like Ula, you're allowed to give it to Kehenes. Says, you know why? Because maybe really, Koyin really means not a Kehenes. But here, there's 2 times Koyin in the parish of Matanas. The Rebbe Yaakov Tana, Koyin for Kehenes. You know why? Why? The Pasuk says, it says twice the parts of Koyin. Koyin means like Kehenes, according to Rav Elazar Yaakov. It says twice Koyin. In the pasuk it says, v'zeh yimishvat ha-kahanim. That's one time, meizev chayam. Then it says, nosan la-koyin, as Rav Elazar Yaakov. 2 times the same pasuk. So miyat ha-chamiyat is ein el rabba, it's merat rabba. So what's the nafkamina to the Ula and Rav Elazar Yaakov? The nafkamina is by other matanas. If you're a blessed Yaakov, really Koyin means not Kehenes, but here a special riboy, so only by Matanas. Masha'inkein, the Shita of Masha'inkein, that's the Smandiyama. Masha'inkein, the Shita of Ula is that every Koyin means even Kehenes. So what we have to mean is a Pidra Ben. Could you give Pidra Ben to Kehenes or not? So according to Ula, you'd be able to give Pidra Ben to Kehenes. According to Rabbi Yaakov, you can't give it because there's no riboy over there. So who do we pass like? So first of all, there is a Gemara in Kedushin that sounds like the Rav Kahana used to take, Rav Kahana used to take something Pidya Ben. So let's see the Gemara in a second. Let's see what Gemara says here. Rav Kahana, it says here, Rav Kahana wasn't a Kohen, he was Yisrael, Rav says his wife was a Kohenes. Ochal b'shvil ishto, he ate matanis because of his wife. Rav Papa ochal b'shvil ishto. Rav Papa also ate because of his wife. Rav Yemi ochal b'shvil ishto. Rav Idi ba'oven ochal b'shvil ishto. They all ate because of their wife. Now, the question is, that Tosfos is bothered by, it says in Masechtas Kedushin that Rav Kahana took Pidyon HaBen. So here, Tosfos answers that there was 2 Rav Kahanas. One Rav Kahana was Yisrael, there's another Rav Kahana was a Kohen. But L'chor, L'fidus Cheshbin, so it could be going according to Ula, that even by Pidyon HaBen, it's Mutativ Kahanas, because Kohen means Phil Kahanas, even by Pidyon HaBen, that would be a Geshmak. And the Gemara says, who do you pass like? Ravina Amalei Amareimar, Hilchasek HaFasei the Rav, we pass like Rav, which we had before, that when it's a Levi, you don't take away his matanas. Vilchasa kavase Rav Chista, which we had before, that a mazik matanas doesn't pay. Vilchasa kavase the Ula, you let it give it to a Kehenes. So they're passing like Ula. Now, who do we passing like when we say Ula? It sounds like we passing like the drasha of Kain Vafilu Kehenes. Not like, but if you look at Rashi, Rashi would do it like that. Look at Rashi, Maskel Bashil Ishtoi, it's a Rakhani Shroal Hoy Vishta Kehenes, Ocho Matanta Bashil Ishtoi, Shahusa Kehenes, the Sphere like Kain Vafilu Kehenes. He doesn't say, because Rebach Rebach. So it sounds like we pass like Ula. So this is the whole Cheshbon I made, is where Kivega's Cheshbon come out, they'll feed this Gemara, pass like Ula, to come out the Pidyon bench, begin the Kehenes also. It's a big Shaila Alacha. But that we definitely pass, and you're allowed to give a Matono to a Kehenes, which means the Zeroya, Lechayim Vekeva, you're allowed to give to a Kehenes. That's for sure, that's what we pass. And the fourth Hilchasov, Hilchasov, Rav Ada Bahava, that says, Leviya Shiyoldo Beno, Pot Becham Yishlam. We have a Leviya, a Bas Levi, who's married to Yisrael, and they have a firstborn boy. They make a Pidyon HaBen or not. So, on one hand, you would say, look, the father's Yisrael, so the kids of Yisrael, why should you have Pidyon HaBen? But Rav Ada Bahava, you go Bas to the Isha, because it's Petah Rechem, it says her Rechem, she's a Leviya, she's a Levi, and therefore, the Loch is that he says, you're Potter from Bechari, Pot Becham Yishlam. Tano Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa. So that's very good smack. That's what we had with Shemachashir. We had three Shittas. We had Ula. We had Rabbi Shmuel arguing. And we had Beir Levi Yaakov. And we passed in the Mice like Ula, who says, Kayim fil kahenes, give him a Tano. And we spoke out of smack or Kivege, if there's enough community, like Avi Pidin Aben, and other things as well. So tomorrow, Vaita. New Gemara. Tano Rabbanon. Hazuroya, Balachayim, Vakeva, Noyigim, Bekalayim. Zuroya, Balachayim, Vakeva is Noyig by Kalayim. Now, Loch is that Zeroy L'chayim Akeva is only noyig by shor and by seh. And it's only by animals, not by chayas. It's not noyig by chayas. That the Matatonas are not noyig by chayas. So Zeroy L'chayim Akeva noyig by kalayim. If you have a kalayim, you have a mixed breed between two behemos, avada yechayiv in Zeroy L'chayim, with a kvi as well. A kvi really has a part chaya, so Tanakama says that a kvi is chayiv b'matar. We'll see what the case is exactly soon. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, kalayim abam and a'ez minarachel, I'm asking to you that if it comes from an a'ez minarachel, they're both type of behemoths, one's a goat, one's a sheep, then you chayiv matonis. But minatayis from a tzviya, which is basically a kvi, that the father over here is a tayish, which is a behemah, and the mother is a tzvi, which is a goat, which is a deer, which is a chaya, potum aramatonis, potum aramatonis. And that's posh. So the Gemara, what's the machlekes of Eliezer and the Tanakama? We have to look at a sugi before in on daf peyam and aleph. A deer mechti kaimel dilin kisiv adam matonis lo meshkachas lo lay the whole machlekes in the Tanakama Eliezer in a certain case. Elabit tzvi habal tiyasha. Only if the mother is a behemah and the father is a chaya. Because if the mother is a chaya, it definitely is potter from matanas. So the machlekes is only b'tzvi habal to yasha. Where, at least the mother is a chaya. So ela b'tzvi habal to yasha. Obein l'Rabbi Eliezer. What? The machlekes, if you chayiv in matanas, is only by a case where a kvi or any kalayim comes out of tzvi habal to yasha. But if the mother is a tzviya, a chaya, you don't get. If the mother is a chaya, you don't get a matonis. Definitely don't get matonis. That's what we pass it over there. We don't. The kizdam, that'll be something. I'm not getting on kizdam now. I'm not learning kizdam now. We're talking matonis now. But there it says that the kizdam matonis, the whole machlekes is only but tzviya baal tiyosh. That's what machlekes is. Which means that the machlekes, if it's dim matonis, is but tzviya baal tiyosh. They're both mesupik. The question is, they're both mesupik. First of all, if you're zera av, they're not sure. What's the machlekes then? So if you're choishin zera av, not choishin zera av, so what's the machlekes? The sef fill mixes sef kemifegi. Marsav a sef fill mixes sef, or marsav a sef fill mixes sef loyam rina. Which means like this: that according to Rabbi Lezer Meir Yaakov, he holds you potter. You know why? Because like this, here. He holds that it's a suffix choshev zarav. On the side of choshev zarav, so we have a chaya mixed in over here because the father's a tzvi. If there's a chaya mixed in here, you definitely don't get anything because he holds, you don't say sev, a film success, it's a complete sev. So if you're not choshev zarav, taku you'd be chaya. But here it's a suffix. So a suffix, you're not chaya whatsoever. That's what he holds. The rechacham holds, Tanakam holds, you chayev. Why you chayev? Because the monof shah chayev. If you're choshev zarav, you chayev because you say sev, a film success. And if you're not choshev zarav, you're definitely chayiv because it's a full behemoth then. So there, monav shel chayiv. That's the machlekes. Ma'asov ha-sev, a full mixer sev, that's Tanakama. Well, ma'asov ha-sev, a full mixer sev, I mean, you don't say that, and therefore, you're potter. Therefore, you're potter. But if it be the other way around, that the mother would be a chaya, the mother would be a chaya, so then, l'choy l'kuli am choshev zarav, so according to So it's a mother, you work with the mother. So if you work with the mother, so then either way you can't be chayiv any matanos because the suffik of chayiv zarav. So when mother suffik, you wouldn't get anything because the whole side is the zarav and it's a suffik of chayiv zarav. If the aim is a chaya and the father is a behema, you definitely the kulyan will not be chayiv. Why not? Because if you hold filmix loyim minon, so for sure you're not chayiv. And even if you hold that loyim, even if you say minon, but maybe there's no avia ein chayiv zarav. So that's what machlekes is dafka, where the mother is the behema and the father is the tzviya. That's what a machlekes is. El betzviya abal tiyosha. That's what machlekes is. So more like this. Bishul Rabbi Eliezer the potter kesava sev loy mixaset. El rabbanon. Bishul Rabbi Eliezer the potter kesava sev loy mixaset. El rabbanon. Bishul Rabbi Eliezer understand why he potter, why he says sev loy mixaset, and therefore here with the suffix of choshishin lezera ha'av. So therefore, you're worried if you're potter, because maybe chayzer av becomes a mixasa, and that's why you're potter. Elor abanon, he not nami the ksav yisrael fill mixasa, but why do you take the home matanos? Palga lishkol ve'idach palga lemalei aitzirai dein chayzer av v'shkarl. If you would be chayzer av, and you would say seva fill mixasa, you still only be chay 50%, because it's a half chay. So while the feeder are born, you chayiv the whole thing. You only be chayiv 50%, and the other 50% should be moitzeh chaver al raya, because maybe you chayiv al raya. Say this: Bishon really doesn't understand why you potter, because here we're worried that maybe we're going bust to the father, and then it's potter the whole thing. But if you're a banan, you should also be worried, and therefore at least be potter 50%. It means chayiv chatz matanos. It's a diak over here. We're saying over here that you chayiv. It's noyig. It says noyig be klayim be kvi. So saying is it means you chayiv only half tak. I don't say loshen to chayiv. So it's noyig. Noyig can mean chatz matanos. Break the marakash like this. Most of Rav Zeira kvi a kvi. Yes, by drachum shovel behema. There are certain things that are similar to a behema. The yes by drachum shovel lechayiv. In certain ways, it's similar to a chayiv. So this kvi, which is a mixed breed, some ways it's shovel behema, some ways shovel lechaya. V'yesh bedrachim shovel lechaya behema. Some ways it's shovel to both chaya and behema. Ketzad chelbay osur kechel behema. We know by a chelev, by a chaya is mutter, but here by kvi after the chumra chelbay osur kechel behema. V'dam by chaya v'lchas is kedam lechaya, and the dam is chaya the kisa dam so kedam lechaya. What's he go lechumra? And there are drachim shovel behema lechaya. What does that mean? Shedam by v'gida asurim. Both his dam and its gida nosh is osur kebehema lechaya. Another loch is v'chayiv bezroya l'chayim v'akeva, and the loch is v'chayiv bezroya l'chayim v'akeva like a behema. And you can ask me why didn't put it together with chelev that's also like a behema. Here's want to put it together. So the answer is because they want to say chelev next to dam. That's usually the case. As Tosfos speaks out, chelev is close to dam. But like Rabbanim, it says over here that you're chayiv bezroya l'chayim v'akeva by a kvi. Rabbi Leah's a poiter. And what's the kasha? We just said that v'misa. Chayiv v'chatzi matanis mabayle. Chayiv sounds like chayiv the whole thing. Chayiv is real. Chayiv v'kev says chayiv the whole thing. Bishul before we answer it means chatzi matanis. This is Tosfos speaks out. Bishul before is chayiv chatzi matanis. Never is the word chayiv. It's a noyeg. But here it says chayiv bezeroya v'lachayiv v'kev. How can you say that means chayiv v'chatzi? It sounds like the whole thing. V'misa chayiv v'chatzi matanis mabayle. So the Gemara, you're right. Ayde tana chelav v'domoy, and there it's not possible to say by chelav v'domoy it's only half. Mr. Chatzi, Chatzi, Mishmachel, call Tony Chatzi, don't say Chatzi over here either. So, the Gemara, but truth is, it can be Chayiv the whole thing by Kvi. Also, Rav and Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Kvi, the Rabbana Chayiv, a Kulu Matanus, the whole Matanus, the Tanya, the Brysa, so Drosha. Shar Matan, Malayma, Imshar. Why is it Imshar, Imsa? Imshar, the Rabbi, is a Klaim, like we spoke about before. A regular Klaim, mixed breed from a Behema side, that you Chayiv. Se Matan, Malayma, Imsa, the Rabbi, is a Kvi, the Marba Kvi. And the Rambam that Rashi learns, that Pshat is, the Rambam explains Rashi. Rashi did that even though you would say that Sofik Chosh Zarav, and you shouldn't be Chayiv for the other half, the Pasuk says you Chayiv anyway for the half. So Frank the Ram, Im Kain, it should be a Raya from the Pasuk that's Marba Kvi, that you Chosh Zarav. That the Ein Chosh Zarav, because that's why you Chayiv the whole thing. That's his Kasha. The Ram is a Kasha, that if that's the case, so you should be bring a raya. The any question is a rab. No, or opposite. He says it's raya choshes a rab because we need a pasuk say chayiv. So it's raya choshes a rab. Ron is like this pshat. Ron says that the chiddush of the rabbi's a kvi is that a kvi is a barrier from the atzmai. So imsel rabbi's a kvi, the kvi is a barrier from the atzmai. But Rabbi Lezer, hi im lamali. What do you need im for? Mabar leil chalik. To say there doesn't have to be a shar and a seh. You would think maybe only chayim Israel, chayim keva, only if you shecht a shar and a seh. So it says im shar im seh. So the second im says to be chalik that either one you chayim for. Rabbanu chalik minalu. Nafkulu ma'is zoyv chay zevach. Was a loss in yochid. Zoyv chay zevach. That's one zevach. Rabbi Lezer, hi ma'is zoyv chay zevach. What does do zoyv chay zevach? Mabar leil kud rava. Dama rava had din matavach. The din of giving out the matanos is then in the butcher, in the one who shechts it. Even though I'm shechting for you, but I am a chuyiv, I'm the tevach, I'm shechting for you, I'm a tabach, shechting for you, I'm a chuyiv, take care of the matanos. But the Ran also speaks out in this, that he says, but me and Mustavra, the apagav, the adinim atavach, tevis and all the bailim. The heich, halo, is a schreir paras to that. Avada, tevis not belongs to the bailim, but I'll take care of it and facilitate it and give it out, whoever you want to give it to. So that's what it means. We learn from Zevach that din of matavach, which we'll see in the next Mishnah more about this, that there's a din in the tavach to take care of the matanos. So Akapon, what we learned over here was that there's a machlekes by kvi if there's a din of matanos, and we said fear really has a part to why, because maybe chayish zera'av and then it's seven and it's only mixed a set because part of it is a chayah. But there are bun hold even mixed a set is chayah. The question was why not? Why only chayah the whole thing? So chayah only half. And that we answered either in Chanami, or we said there's a special ribui that says Yechayah for the whole thing when I'm close to Ran and Rashi, exactly how to learn. We'll learn like Rashi. Let's say, he's saying, even though here it's a suffix, still the Pasuk says, no, Yechayah the whole entire amount of Matanos.